makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Company with Jim Jordan as Fibber, Donald Novus, Billy Mills Orchestra, and our special guest for tonight, Schlepperman. The show opens with I Hit a New High. Probably have many people coming and going through your home between now and the new year. And it's important that your floors be clean and shining, protected from wear. So without delay, you should buy a can of Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. And let this remarkable no-rubbing polish make your floor shine like new. Takes only a few minutes of your time to apply Glow Coat. Just spread the liquid lightly over the surface with a soft cloth or long-handled Glow Coat applier. Then go about your other affairs. 20 minutes later, your floor will be gleaming with a wonderful Glow Coat polish. After the Christmas festivities are over, your cleaning work will be easy, and your floors will have a bright start for the new year. Glow Coat keeps kitchen linoleum spick and span, protects the surface of varnished and painted wood floors from scuffing feet, makes your home more sanitary and more attractive. Ask your dealer for Johnson's Glow Coat, the no-rubbing liquid polish that never streaks or smears. GLO-COAT, Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Comes to you as a shock, but tonight Fibber is not doing his Christmas shopping. It's all done. However, he's so afraid that nobody will give him the thing he really wants that he's buying it for himself. And here, squirming and elbowing his way through the mob of belated buyers at the Von Ton department store, we find Fibber the Crowd Roars McGee.
Pardon me, please.
I'm going down to that necktie counter, yeah.
Boy, what a jam. I wonder. Hey, floor walker.
Yes, sir?
Where do I find the stationery?
The stationery what?
Listen, bud, that was not a very good joke.
Oh, I know it, sir, but during the Christmas rush, we employees must take our fun where we find it.
Yeah, I suppose so. I bet if all the Christmas shoppers that ask you foolish questions were laid end to end, you could have a lot of fun with a steamroller.
Yes, or a lawnmower if they all had beards. What was it you wished to buy, sir?
A pencil, an automatic pencil.
Oh, yes, sir, you go right over here.
Excuse me, floor walker. Whom do I speak to about a card table I bought from a salesman that has wobbly legs?
Well, the old age pension clerk, fourth floor. Now then, sir, about the pencil.
Yeah.
You'll find them second aisle over.
Oh, thanks, bud. And a Merry Christmas.
The formal answer to that, sir, is the same to you. But my heart isn't in it. Good day.
Pardon me.
Nice, girl. Hey, sis, do you carry pencils at this counter?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. Now, I ain't a regular Christmas shopper. My shopping is all taken care of, but I do want a good automatic pencil for myself.
Why, certainly, sir. Now, here's a beautiful pencil with 6 different colored leads. It comes in a beautiful gift box.
I don't want a gift box, and I don't want a pencil with colored leads. All I want is a good, plain, automatic pencil that makes black marks on white paper. That's simple enough, ain't it?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Who's it for, your little boy?
Dad, drat it, I tell you, it's for me. This has nothing to do with Christmas.
Then why did you want it in a gift box?
Well, simply because I don't want it in a gift box. Listen, sis, how much is that black pencil in the case there?
A special for Christmas, $1. Ordinarily, 75 cents.
Okay, wrap it up.
As a gift?
Yes. No, Dad, drat it.
Oh, what's the use?
Yes, wrap it as a gift and put a card in it that says, to Fibber McGee, from Fibber McGee, with difficulty. Send it to me at 79 Wistful Vista.
Yes, sir, and I can promise you, sir, it will reach you in time for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Pardon me, lady. I want to get through here.
Ask girl.
Shucks, these clerks are so full of Christmas, they look for antlers on dray horses. Now, let's see, which way is it?
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me where the children's toys are?
Well, that depends, bud. If you come home late from the movie, they're usually in the middle of the floor where you can stumble over them.
A wise guy, huh? I ask a simple question, that's why.
Asking me where the children's toys are. We're standing right in the middle of the department.
Something about the soldier. There's something about the soldier. He walks along with a book. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, take it.
Slapper man.
Hello, stranger.
What you doing here in the toy department, Slap?
Well, I'm a special salesman, Phoebe, catering to the swanky trade. I was just transferred from the men's fashions.
Oh, men's fashions, eh?
Yeah.
Say, there's something I've been meaning to find out. Suppose I wear a brown suit, brown tie, brown hat, and brown shoes. How about socks?
Put on a pair. It's considered very smart. But, Phoebe, let's get down to business. My time is the limit. Phoebe, would you like something today in a cheap, high-class bottle?
Nope. I got my Christmas shopping all done, Slap.
I don't agree with you.
What do you mean you don't agree with me? I guess I know when I got my shopping done, I guess.
Phoebe, I hate to disillusion you, but when you meet a special salesman with my classification, you're doing some more shopping.
Is that so? Oh, no, I'm not. I ain't buying another thing. I'm through.
Excuse me a minute, please.
What's that?
My safety valve. I'm a high-pressure salesman.
Well, you can't high-pressure me. I ain't buying. My shopping is all done.
Just one more thing, Phoebe. Buy a nice tricycle for your little nephew. What a bargain you'll get.
I don't care if you're giving him away. I don't want a tricycle.
My, my, my. Up on the housetops. Click, click, click. And he wouldn't give his little nephew a tricycle. What are you, a Scrooge?
No, I ain't a Scrooge, but I got my Christmas shopping all done, I tell you.
A fine uncle you are, Phoebe. Right now in the Yuletide, a tricycle for your little nephew would be just the thing. You ask me why? Because it's streamlined. Streamlining is from a teardrop. Whose teardrops? Your nephew's. Why? Because you'll surprise him with this beautiful tricycle. Shall I wrap it up or am I too commercial? Which is it?
Oh, now, listen, Slap, I don't want
to... Now, look at this tricycle. There's real leather in this saddle, just like the Lone Stranger. And only 3 wheels. A Costa wagon has 4, and you save 1 wheel. It's a bargain, Phoebe.
Yeah, but shucks, I'm not...
Oh, listen to the bell. Wait. Ah, it's so musical, I hate to let it go at $14.50. A tricycle with such a bell shouldn't go for less than $17.50. It's a sacrifice with a capital Z.
But I tell you, I don't want...
All right. Make it $12.50. And remember, Phoebe, you talked me out of it. What a chiseler.
Well, maybe that is a good price, but shucks, I don't want...
And only a small additional charge for delivery. And I can arrange it so you don't have to pay it.
Oh, that's swell.
You can carry it home. Do you want to pay cash, or do you want to retard prosperity? Which is it? Now, take my advice and pay cash.
Okay, Slap. Here you are.
My, my, what a proud nephew you'll have. Here, carry it like this, over the shoulder.
Okay. Well, so long. I got to grab a streetcar and get home. A Merry Christmas to you, Slap.
Yes, and a fancy New Year to you, Phoebe.
And mutiny in the nursery from you, Mills.
Mutiny in the nursery. Mother Goose is on the loose. Her kids are swinging off. There's mutiny in the nursery and music in the nursery. Mother Goose is on the loose. You ought to hear him shout. If you could see Miss Jenny Jones, Jenny Jones, yeah, Jenny Jones. If you see Miss Jenny Jones, you'll find her swinging lively. Lazy Mary won't get up.
She won't get up.
Won't get up. Lazy Mary won't get up. She stays up too late nightly. Peep has lost her sheep, but she knows where to find them, for they all stand around the bend, wagging their tails behind them. one little, two little, three little jitterbugs, four little, five little, six little jitterbugs, seven little, eight little, nine little jitterbugs, ten little jitterbug boys. Ten little, nine little, eight little jitterbugs, seven little, six little, five little jitterbugs, four little, three little, two little jitterbugs, one little jitterbug girl. Mutiny in the nursery, mutiny in the nursery. Mother Goose is on the loose, her kids are swinging up. Little Jack Horner came to the corner playing his clarinet. He stuck in his thumb and played so dumb he ruined their hot duet. Mutiny in the nursery when they all got loose. They began to yell for old Mother Goose. A goosey, goosey gander, take a tip from me. Better truck on home before you miss the jamboree. Oh, there's mutiny in the nursery. Mutiny in the nursery. Yeah, Mother Goose is on the loose. Her kids are swinging up. Her kids are swinging up.
Folks, that was Mutiny in the Nursery, played by Captain Bly Mills and sung by the Four Notes. Hey, officer, is this where I catch a car to 14th Street?
Sure it is, me bucko. You think you can get on a streetcar with that tricycle, no?
Oh, I think so. You'll admit it's easier than getting on a tricycle with a streetcar. Uh-oh, here she comes.
All aboard! Easy with that tricycle, mister. We're pretty crowded. Folks! Move back in the car, please.
Okay, conductor, I'm on. Hey, this is kind of crowded, ain't it? Anybody got a gallon of olive oil we can pour over us?
What for?
Well, we might as well smell like sardines, too. Say, conductor, would you give me a transfer?
Why, certainly, Mr. Mills. Wait till I punch it.
Ain't going to be much left of that transfer when you... Won't be much left when you get through punching it, bud.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to a New Year's Eve party and I need the confetti. Here you are, sir.
Thanks. Incidentally, Billy, where's Harpo?
Oh, he's up ahead somewheres. See, up past the fella carrying the Christmas tree.
Oh, is he the one with the green fedora standing under the words, no rubbing, no buffing on that glow coat car card?
I think so.
I'll find out. Hey, Harpo, is that you up there under that glow coat car card?
The one that says Johnson's self-polishing glow coat is the easiest to use preparation for floors and linoleum because it shines as it dries and gives a beautiful polish with no rubbing or buffing.
Now, that's the one.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's him, Billy. Is Don Novus aboard?
Yes, he is.
I thought so. He always rides free.
Why?
Well, no conductor can ever change a tenor. Dear, dear. Hey, can you folks give us a little more room here? Thanks. Pretty crowded, isn't it, conductor?
Yeah. But even some men standing up. All right, folks. 23rd Street, I believe. 23rd Street. Anybody want to take a chance on this being 23rd Street?
Don't you know the streets, Bud?
There are too many people I can't see out of the window. But I can guess pretty accurately.
Oh, you can? Well, where are we now?
We're just passing the brewery. Oh, no, we're not either. Stop breathing down my neck, will you, brother?
I'm sorry.
Hey, somebody's standing on my left foot. Who is it? Who's standing on my foot?
Just a moment, folks. Will the person who thinks he might be standing on Mr. McGee's foot please stamp twice?
Well, maybe it's me. Say, it is me! I'm sorry, folks. I had my right foot standing on my left one.
Ninth Street! Ninth Street! I hope. Anybody want off at Ninth Street? Oh, darn it. Nobody wants off at 9th Street.
Why'd you want him to, Bud?
Well, there's a big puddle of water in the gutter at 9th Street. And I got a bet with the motorman he can't stop exactly in front of it every time.
You ought to get a job in Venice, conductor on a gondola. Hey, what do you think of the tricycle I got from my little nephew?
Say, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Hello there, Johnny.
Oh, hi, old-timer. What's so amusing?
Hey!
I says, what's so amusing?
You busted my fountain pen with one of them handlebars, Johnny, and the ink is running down and tickling my stomach.
It is, huh? Well, if it was warm enough to go without a shirt, you could pass as Little Boy Blue. Of course, if it's black ink, that joke's no good. Well, I guess it's no good even if it's blue.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to the other feller, see where a couple of our prominent citizens have been accepting medals from them foreign dictators. Well, says t'other feller, you can't blame them. They didn't know they was being decorated with a double cross.
Oh, dear.
Hey, let me off here, conductor. This is as far as I go this week.
Why, that old crutchbender, what does he know about politics? I'll bet he thinks a foreign secretary is a stenographer with an accent. Oh, hi, Sil. I didn't know you were on this streetcar.
Hi, Miss McGee, please. We get little old tricycle.
Oh, I bought that for my little nephew, Sil. Cute, ain't it?
Yes, it sure is. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's gonna be real happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing my shopping, too, please.
Oh, yeah. What'd you get?
Well, sir, for Rosebud. Rosebud, that's my gal. I got a big bottle of toilet water.
Oh.
At 10 nights in a flower shop. And I got a package of bath sugar.
Wait a minute. Well, bath salt, Sil.
Yes, but don't you think sugar sounds better?
Yeah, sugar is more refined. Yeah. Now, what else did you get her, Sil?
A nice new dress, but I ain't gonna give that to her till after New Year's, though.
Oh, afraid she'll go to a party and spill something on it?
No, sir, but if she get it before Christmas, it's only gonna be a week before she can complain about it being a last year's dress.
17th Street, I imagine. 17th Street, maybe.
Well, excuse me, please, Miss McGee. I gotta get off here and get busy with my needlework.
Oh, do you do needlework?
Yes, I gotta sweep out a store where they sell Christmas trees. Merry Christmas, Miss McGee.
Thank you, sir. Go on. Say, this tricycle is getting a little too heavy to hold. Would you folks mind moving just a little bit, please, so as I can set this tricycle down?
Oh, please, Mr. McGee. Watch out where you put those handlebars.
Excuse me, Mrs. Uppington, I didn't see you there. I didn't know you ever rode the streetcars, Uppy.
Oh, yes, yes. One meets such quaint characters, doesn't one?
Ooh, yes.
Tell me, Mr. McGee,
huh?
How much should one tip the porter on a streetcar?
Tip the porter?
Yes, yes. Some man took my hat and handbag a little while ago, and he took them away in a paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
He said he hoped I'd had a very nice trip. Oh, he was very courteous.
Hey, listen, Uppy, there ain't any porters on a streetcar. You've been gypped out of a hat and a purse. Do you realize that?
Really? Oh. Isn't that amusing?
Was there much money in the handbag?
No, Mr. McGee, just a few dollars. Oh, and a Christmas check from my brother for $100.
$100? Look, do you realize that all he's got to do is forge your name on the back of that check and get the money?
Oh, now, don't be upset, Mr. McGee. He couldn't do that, you know.
He couldn't?
No. He wouldn't know what name to forge, really.
Well, why not? It's made out to you, ain't it?
Of course not, silly boy. It's made out to cash.
Hey, conductor, don't forget to tell me when we get to 14th Street.
I won't, Mr. McGee. By the way, did I get your fare, sir?
Who, mine?
No, the heavy-set gentleman behind you.
Well, I'd like to see, but I ain't got room to turn around.
I think the nickel nudger refers to me, my boy.
Oh, see. I know that voice. Horatio K. Boomer. How are you, Boomer?
Very well, thank you, spark plug.
I still didn't get your fare, mister.
Oh,
yes, the fair. Forgetful of me, the fair. I think I have a transfer here somewhere. Let me see. Transfer.
Hey, that's my pocket.
Oh, yes, so it is. Natural mistake. Used to have a suit just like that myself. But I tore the seat of the pants one night, jumping out of a patrol, out of a friend's limousine. Let me see now. Where did I put that transfer?
You probably got absent-minded again and picked your own pocket.
If I had, I'd have caught me and made me put it back. Let me see now. Where I put that transfer. Here's a Christmas card I'm sending to the quintuplets' mother. What's that address again? Oh, yes, general delivery. Let's see. Lady's platinum wristwatch. Ah, the dear girl. To think I shall never meet her again, if I have any luck. Let's see now. Stethoscope for listening to vault combinations. Heard one last night with a leaky ventricle. Interesting case. Needed a change and a rest. I left the change and took the rest. Yes, indeed. And a short beer. Well, 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 imagine that. No transfer. Oh, well, must be getting off here anyway. I'm taking potluck tonight with a small group of poker players. Good day, Meatball.
So long, jailbait.
Pardon me. Listen on, folks.
Say, Billy, I think Don's got time to sing a number before we get to 14th Street. What you got ready?
Hop out deep in a dream, Don.
Okay, let's go.
Lady, will you move a little to one side so my trombone player can go to work?
I'm sorry, I can't move an inch.
Well, how about bending your elbow a little?
No, thank you. I'm on the wagon.
Oh, didn't mean it. Well, go ahead, Billy. Folks, Don Nova's singing Deep in a Dream.
I've always been a dreamer. Was born to love you, keep dreaming of you each day. I dim all the lights and I sink in my chair. The smoke from my cigarette climbs through the air. The walls of my room fade away in the blue, and I'm deep in a dream of you. The smoke makes a stairway for you to descend. You come to my arms, may this bliss never end. For we love anew, just as we used to do, when I'm deep in a dream of you. Then from the ceiling, sweet music comes stealing. We glide through a lover's refrain. You're so appealing that soon I'm revealing my love for you over again. My cigarette burns me, I wake with a start. My hand isn't hurt, but there's pain in my heart. Awake or asleep, every memory I'll keep. Deep in a dream of you.
That was beautiful, Don. You ought to sing on the streetcar oftener. You certainly pack them in.
Say, Fibber.
What you want, Harpo?
I wanted to ask you if you'd come over to our house tonight and play Santa Claus for my kid brother. I've got the uniform.
Well, why don't you do it?
Oh, he's laying for me. Because I gave him an air rifle instead of a .22 last year.
Oh,
he's even got skyrockets aimed up the chimney.
Oh, I see. He has. Well, what makes you think I'm more fireproof than you? Oh, not that I couldn't do it. I used to be a professional Santa Claus, Harpo. And all the kids had raised Cain if I didn't bring them candy. Candy Cane McGee, I was known as in them days. Candy Cane McGee, the kind and crafty old coot constantly calling on convenient communities with carloads of cakes, cookies, and candies for cunning cusses and covered cribs, capably comforting crying cupies with careful kindness and collections of cotton cats, and considered by cross-country consensus the King Kong of Kris Kringles from the cold crags of Colorado to the crested combers of the Caribbean.
Street, I believe. 14th Street, no doubt. Mr. McGee, here comes 14th Street.
Okay, hold it for me, bud, till I get off. All right, folks, now please let me get off. One side, please. Let me out, please, folks. Don't grab the tricycle, little boy. That's a good boy. Excuse me, bud, can I get through here? Wow. I'm certainly glad to get off of there. I ain't been squeezed so hard since I made out my income tax. Well, all I got to do is take the tricycle
home.
Well,
hello there, Fizzer. A Merry New Year's and a delightful Yuletide to you, and the same to me, thank you.
Well, how are you, Nick? Come on, walk along with me over to the house. Gee, I'm glad to get the fresh air again after riding in that streetcar.
Sure. Riding a crowded streetcar is not my ideas of a thing to do if I can avoid you. But why are you taking a streetcar when you're having a cute little velocipus you can ride yourself away with?
Oh, this velocipus, or velocipede, is... That's for my little nephew, Nick. Sure had an awful time getting it home, but it's going to be worth it. You got the shopping done for all your kids?
Oh, sure. Saturday nights, I'm dressing up in the Krause Crumble Red Union suits. And I'm coming down the smokestacks like a stork bringing in new babies. Only I hope not. My little Dimitrios is hardly waiting till Santa Puss is starting to drive his team of buffaloes through the snowdrifts.
Not buffaloes, reindeer.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Anyway, I think I'm making myself a very foolish-proof Santa Kringle, which is only me traveling incognito gown. My red suits is fitting me like the wallpaper on my back.
In short, you think you'll do all right, huh?
No, Fizzer. In shorts, I would freeze my knees off, I'm sure. So you are giving your little Neff Little a velocipus.
Not Neff Little, nephew.
Well, a little is a few. Oh. How old is this kid's being, Fizzer?
Oh, he's just a little tad. He's only... Well, I'll be a... Well, for the... What's the matter with me, anyway?
Well, it's taking me too long to go into that now, Fizzer. What do you think?
You know what I done, Nick?
Huh?
I let a high-pressure salesman sell me this tricycle for my little nephew.
Sure, I think that is a very appropriate Christmas present.
Yeah, but you don't understand, Nick. I just happen to think. I ain't even got a nephew.
Just a moment. Now, I think you'll be interested to know that more than a million new housewives have started using Johnson's self-polishing glow coat during the past 2 years. And here's why. Glow coat is easy to apply. Glow coat gives linoleum and other floors a shield of bright protection, closing the cracks and pores against dirt and germs. When your kitchen linoleum is wearing a beautiful glow coat polish, it'll be easy to clean as a china plate. You owe it to yourself to learn this modern labor-saving way of caring for all your floors. Glow coat assures you less work and more play, and it earns you the reputation of being a wonderful housekeeper. Buy a can of Johnson's Glow Coat tomorrow and insist on the real thing, Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. And remember, whenever you buy a polish for your floors, your furniture, your linoleum, or your car, you can have special confidence in all the Johnson Wax products.
Folks, in addition to thanking Mr. Sam Hearn Schlepperman for being our guest tonight, we want to extend our sincere wishes for a wonderful Christmas to all of you. You've given us the best Christmas present you possibly could by making this the biggest year that the makers of Johnson's wax products ever had. And we hope your new year will be as bright as the floors and furniture you use your wax on. And though Molly can't be with us on the program yet, she wants me to wish you a special Merry Christmas for her. So here it is. Merry Christmas, folks, and good night.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
Heard on this program was Mutiny in the Nursery from the production Golan Place. This is the National Broadcasting Company.